This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, lots to get to, so let's get to it. Daily presidential poll, by the way, at Rasmussen, which is the most accurate one in the country, President Trump is at 50% of likely U.S. voters approve of him. 50% approval, and that's a good number, 50, 5-0, very good number, far higher than you need to get reelected in this country. President Obama and President Trump at various times always in the 40s, and Obama got reelected. And so Trump is right where he needs to be. I think that's good news. I wanted to jump to COVID, though, because all we ever hear about is how many kids are getting COVID on college campuses. Oh, my God, we're going to have to send all the kids home. Oh, my God, no more in-person classes. Everybody will learn via the Internet, via Zoom. Tragic, tragic mistake. Tragic mistake. This is a disaster. Kids aren't learning on Zoom. I'm sorry. Okay? They're standing there and they're probably watching porn while their face is on screen listening to a professor. Nobody listens to professors. If they're not in class, trapped, no one's ever going to listen to a boring professor. So there's no education while mommy and daddy are spending $40,000, $50,000, $60,000, $70,000, as much as $80,000 a year. Crazy. And you're making kids wear masks in school all day. What an incredible experiment on the American people. You have no idea if it's working or not, if it helps or not, or if it's killing these kids, if it's giving them disease. Nobody knows if it makes sense to wear a mask 8-10 hours a day, all day, every day, depriving your body of oxygen and trapping all the poisons inside your mouth and inside your body. And what's the point? COVID on campus, study is in. Nearly 26,000 students on 29 college campuses have COVID, but zero are hospitalized and zero have died. This is what I've been saying from day one. It is the flu. You're not going to die from the flu. Now, that doesn't mean take Wayne Root's, you know, advice to the bank and no one will ever die. And when one kid dies, Wayne Root is a horrible person, a murderer, and he's Hitler. And so's Trump. We're Hitler. We're Nazis. We're experimenting with lives. We're torturing because one person died somewhere. They're going to find someone somewhere that died. Probably of a gunshot wound, suicide, drug addiction, a gang war. And they're going to call it COVID and say Wayne Root was wrong. The kid was 17 and he died of COVID. That means Wayne Root's a murderer. This is how liberals operate. But so far, 26,000 students on 29 college campuses have COVID, zero hospitalized, zero deaths. Is that enough to take away all in-person learning? That means everybody's going to get it. Very few are going to be sick, and almost no one will die. I hope you're not the one unlucky one. And by the way, there are kids with very bad underlying conditions, very bad diabetes, very bad cancer, very bad whatever. Born with liver disease, whatever it is, kidney disease. So those kids are at very special risk. I get it. And you can make special accommodations for them to learn via Zoom. But it's the same way I feel about business. You can't cancel the whole economy over a few people who are at risk. Never should have ever closed this economy. Ever, ever, ever. Because people over the age of 80 are dying in nursing homes, and they've already got dementia or Alzheimer's, and they're lying in a wheelchair, and they die, and you mean all of the rest of us can't go to work? And it's the same thing with college. Yeah, there's going to be some kid in a wheelchair who was born with a terrible degenerative disease, and of course they're at big risk, and of course I feel bad, and of course I want to spend money to protect them. But you don't need to close class for everybody else over that. In any case, the data is good. So 26,000 kids have the flu. So what? And let me bring up again, you know, even I have a tendency to forget what I said months ago. Months ago, I was on a tangent that this is the same as the Hong Kong flu. It's the same flu. It's from the same place. It's from China. It's from Asia. And it was the same result. About 100,000 died when our population was much, much smaller. So it's very similar to today. We didn't close any schools. We didn't close any sporting events. We didn't close any businesses. We didn't lock anyone down. Nobody wore masks. And all the kids went to... God, there's so many things in my mind. What was the big event? What's that? Woodstock. Yeah, the big event in Vermont. Woodstock. Well, upstate New York, actually. Right? It was upstate New York or was it Vermont? Where was Woodstock? Upstate New York. Woodstock, New York, I guess. Or Woodstock Farm. Yeah. So Woodstock. They all went to Woodstock. 400,000 kids, if my memory serves me right, were jammed into Woodstock in rain and mud, all having sex and getting high with LSD. In the middle of a pandemic just like COVID. And nobody said anything. Because the president wasn't Trump, and the media didn't have Trump derangement syndrome. So kids can go to school, and we can open our businesses. And where I was in Park City for the last 7 days, all the bars were open. There were long lines to get in the bars. So why aren't bars open in Las Vegas? How ludicrous. And the only difference is we have a crazy Democrat governor with Trump derangement syndrome. Sisolak. Here's an interesting email I got from a big fan of the show, Sarah. Sarah is a huge fan of this show and of Wayne Root, and I really appreciate it, Sarah. She says, it's a long, long letter. I'm just going to read you a couple highlights. President Trump can yank the rug out from under sadistic Democrat governors by declaring on behalf of the tens of millions of Americans who are forced to wear a mask over their face 40 hours a week at work or school, I'm ordering all governors and businesses to immediately cease all mandatory mask orders for their employees and customers for the sake of their health. The emergency is over. I agree. He doesn't have to say, I'm banning masks. He's saying you can wear a mask if you want to, if you're scared, if you feel you have to, if it makes you feel better, by all means, wear a mask. But you can't demand everyone wear a mask. It's terrible. It's awful. She says right in the letter, I got to admit this. I got to admit when someone's exactly right, and I feel bad about it. I talk about it, but I don't talk about it 24 hours a day. First of all, you wouldn't like my show if I talked about it 24 hours a day. But there's a reason I don't talk about it 24 hours a day. Let me be honest. Sarah says in this letter, Wayne, you and Trump aren't forced to wear masks all day long. You guys own your own businesses. He's the president of the United States. You talk on a radio show. You go the whole day without wearing a mask, and you wear it a few minutes a day. But there are all kinds of people, waiters, waitresses, bartenders, who have to wear masks all day long. All the nurses, all the people wearing masks all day, every day. It's dehumanizing. It's the hallmark of a socialist utopia. And thank God I don't have to wear a mask all day. I barely ever wear one. I just got off an airplane where I wore one for an hour and a half at the airport and an hour and a half on the flight. So 3 hours I wore a mask, and I hate it. I swear to you, if I had to wear it all day like all the casino employees or all the restaurant employees, I would quit my job. I couldn't do it. So it's easy to not make it a big issue when you don't have to wear it all day long. But other people do, and for all those people, it is scary, and it is a disaster, and it's making people sick. Oh, and I could see it, man. You're breathing in these fibers, and without the right mask, that guy, I wear the boomer mask, the few minutes a day I wear a mask, I don't have problems with any fibers getting loose in my lungs. But I have really, really bad allergy and really sensitive lungs. And if I had to wear masks all day, forget it. Forget it. I couldn't do it. I quit my job. I could not do it. Thank God I work out of my home and I work on radio and TV all day without a mask. So it's easy for me to not bring it up 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It's not a big issue with me because I wear a mask a grand total of like an hour a week on average. But for all these people who have to wear it all day, this is the biggest experiment in world history, and we may be taking years or decades off their life. How do you know that every single waitress and every flight attendant and every, I don't know, whatever it is, every nurse, every cop, all the people wearing masks all day long, how do you know they're not going to be dead in 10 years? I'm not going to have lung cancer from inhaling all the fibers of those masks and all the dirt when you touch your dirty hands and you put your mask in your dirty pocket or in the dirty center of your car and then you put it back on your mouth. It's really disgusting. The whole thing is disgusting. It makes me, when you look at people, there's no individuality anymore. You know, the reason I've made in my lifetime a lot of money is because I have a personality. You can't have a personality with a mask on. In other words, all the people who have jobs or personality doesn't matter. They're all called Democrats. They're government employees. You know, they're at the Department of Human Resources. That's some corporation. They don't. Their personality doesn't make them any money. But you find me a guy who makes $1 million a year selling stocks, a gal who makes $1 million a year selling real estate. It's all about your personality. They got to see your eyes sparkle. They got to see you smile. They got to see your pearly whites. They got to see your skin. They got to see your hair. It's all about personality, the way you look and the way you look at people, the energy you give off. All of that is killed by mass. And I think this is what Democrats like. Because salesmen are all Republicans. And business owners are all Republicans. And top earning executives are all Republicans. And all the people who don't make a living off their face or their personality or their energy are Democrats. So they don't care. They'll wear a mask all day in order to make sure the rest of us make no money. I think that Trump has got... I think she's right, Sarah. And it's not like it's new. I've said it before. There's a lot of executive orders I'd issue if I was Trump. This is one of them. I agree with you wholeheartedly, Sarah. He would win the election if he announced this. Because I said the other day, when Biden said he'd order a nationwide mask mandate, I said, that's it. He loses the election. Go ahead. Let's vote right now. Let's vote on a nationwide mask mandate. There was nobody on the airplane this weekend. Nobody. But I heard there was a 22-mile traffic jam getting back from Vegas to Los Angeles. Why? Because everyone's choosing to drive because you don't have to wear a mask. Everyone claims it for masks, but you know what the proof is? They won't fly because you need a mask to fly. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you in need of a healthcare program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with memberships starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts or commitments. There is no network, so you choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $349 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You could feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 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 or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, and I am Mr. Exercise. I've worked out 1 to 2 hours a day in my home gym every day for decades. That's how much I believe in exercise. But now it turns out I could have saved thousands of hours and used those extra hours for making money or enjoying my family simply by using the brand new X3. The X3 is a compact, premium home exercise product that uses variable resistance, which 16 different research studies show is more effective than free weights for building speed, strength, muscle, and avoiding injury, and it only takes 10 minutes a day. The X3 was invented by best-selling author Dr. John Jackwish, well known for inventing a medical device that reverses osteoporosis. The X3 is portable and easily stored. X3 is used by dozens of professional athletes, including NFL and NBA players, to replace weightlifting. Get your X3 today. Go to x3bar.com. Enter promo code WAR and save $50. That's x3bar.com. x3bar.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, Mr. Health, and I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you in front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease. Nature's side of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allen Root. Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, coming to you live from Las Vegas and broadcast across the country on USA Radio Network. Now, back to war.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, OptiVita is the sponsor of this segment of the show. You all know how much I love my nutritional supplements. As I said on a little tweet today, or I shouldn't call it a tweet, I should call it a post at Parler. I do everything at Twitter and Parler and Facebook. But Parler's where I've got my giant audience now, just gigantic. Go to Parler.com, P-A-R-L-E-R, it's free. Or go to the Parler app and just look up at Real Wayne Root. But I said in a tweet today that we don't need a vaccine. I take 100 vitamin pills a day, including many antiviral vitamins, and I take mega doses of vitamin C, mega doses of zinc, mega doses of silver, and I feel great. And if I ever have a problem, I'll go to hydroxychloroquine. Simple as that. HCQ, which a new study came out from Italy today showing it is remarkably effective. All the liberals stopped you from taking it, and everybody died. And you know what? Instead of blaming those deaths on Trump, they should be blamed on liberals. They're the ones who wouldn't let people get hydroxychloroquine. But I don't ever worry about it because I don't get sick. I get on airplanes, I don't get sick. Because I take so many vitamins. It supports my immune system. It builds my immune system. And for me, it certainly works. And with more than 50 U.S. patents, OptiVita Nano Silver Soul is the leader in new silver technology. It comes in liquid, skin gel, or throat lozenge. With so much misinformation in the media about silver, here's what I've arranged for you. A book on the science of silver. It's free when you purchase the Root Silver Bundle. Silver works best when you get it in the right places. So for a limited time, we're giving you 3 silver applicators, a free spray bottle, a free dropper bottle, a free fine mist nasal sprayer. All 3 are free, plus the book is free when you purchase the Root Silver Bundle. Just go to 844-5-SILVER, toll-free, 844-5-SILVER. Call 844-5-SILVER or the website patentedsilver.com. Tell them Wayne Root sent you and ask for the Root Silver Bundle, and you get all that free patented. Silver.com or 844-5-SILVER. So I mentioned at the beginning of hour number two, the public support for sports plummets amidst Black Lives Matter protests. I told you so. Plummets. You're killing yourselves. You're killing sports. Nobody's watching anymore. And now we move to somebody who's, of course, very central to the Black Lives Matter movement, Kamala Harris, who would be the first black vice president of the United States. And she told Jacob Blake, that's the punk thug who got shot by the police and paralyzed, as if they did something wrong. Have you ever seen the videos where big, giant men, and I don't care if they're black or white, just start smacking, wailing away at a police officer? It's not like if one guy's unarmed and the other guy's armed, the policeman's armed, you shouldn't shoot or you can't shoot. If you let a guy start hitting you 20 times in the face and he's bigger than you and he gets you on the ground, he's going to beat the life out of you till you're dead. Or he's going to beat you and then pull your gun and shoot you in the head. So the fact that Jacob Blake only had a knife doesn't mean the cop wasn't in a life and death struggle hanging on for dear life and had to shoot him. He's a bad guy. And she told Jacob Blake she's proud of him, the lawyer says. Democratic vice presidential nominee Kamala Harris spoke with Jacob Blake, telling a 29-year-old who was shot in the back by Kenosha police she was proud of him. How he's working through his pain. By the way, when you hear the words, it's so prejudicial. Shot in the back. You know what that sounds like? That's like in South Carolina, that white cop pulled over a black motorist. The black motorist ran. He chased after him and shot him three times in the back. That, and then the guy was way ahead of him, and he just stopped, aimed, fired, shot him three times in the back, gunned him down. Now that's terrible. That's lily-livered. That's cowardice. That's murder. He wasn't being shot at. The guy was running away. He had no weapon in his hand, and the cop shot him in the back. That's murder by a police officer. Very rare that I would say that. That one really is murder. But shooting someone in the back, that's shooting in the back. When you're hanging onto their shirt for dear life to get them, to stop them from getting in the car to get a weapon, and while you're kind of riding on them and you're holding onto their back and you're flying around, flailing, and they're reaching for that weapon to kill you, you shoot them, and the only thing you can shoot is their back because you're grabbing his shirt and he's reaching into the car. That's not shooting someone in the back. That's a misnomer. But what's important about this Kamala Harris story is she smeared Brett Kavanaugh when he was wanted to be the Supreme Court Justice, which he later became. She smeared him over debunked sexual assault that never happened. Clearly, never happened. A made-up story. Now she's proud of accused rapist Jacob Blake. If you don't see the irony and the hypocrisy and the viciousness and the fraud of this story, I don't know what to tell you. You know, when a white guy wants to be a Supreme Court justice, they go back 50 years ago to a drunken party and the claims of a girl he's never met. And they hold that against him 50 years ago when a 17-year-old was drunk. And this, in this case, Jacob Blake just literally is accused of raping a girl weeks ago. And he's okay.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The police chief of Rochester, New York, resigned as criticism mounted over his handling of the death of Daniel Prude, a black man who died after police placed a mesh hood over his head and pushed him into the street.
I want to assure our Rochester community that the Rochester Police Department will continue to serve and protect our residents and our neighborhoods.
Rochester Mayor Lovely Warren. President Trump on the campaign trail, this stop in Jupiter, Florida, where President Trump has some big news for the Sunshine State.
I will sign a presidential order extending the moratorium on offshore drilling on Florida's Gulf Coast and expanding it to Florida's Atlantic coast as well as the coasts of Georgia and South Carolina.
President Trump now holding a rally in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a...
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Is Wayne Allen Root's Roy? raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn-Root, raw and unfiltered. I'm Wayne Allyn-Root, the warrior, your relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, always Trump warrior. The root is on fire. We get a great guest now. One of Donald Trump's cabinet secretary, David Bernhardt, Secretary of the Interior. He is calling in right now. He's with President Trump in Jupiter, Florida. Mr. Secretary, you're on with Wayne Allyn-Root. How are you?
Well, thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
You know, I'm someone who always says, oh, that's good. Good. I'm glad you're doing great, and I know it's an honor to be hanging out with the president today. I know Jupiter, Florida is a beautiful place, so you're in good company and a good place. I'm someone who's always saying that President Trump does so many great things, and the media acts like they never happen. They ignore them, or they turn them against them. If a Democrat did the same things as Trump has done for conservation, for the environment, he'd be hailed as a hero, he'd be lionized, he'd be a saint, he'd be God's gift to the world. And with Trump, they completely ignore it. Let's talk about some of these amazing successes Trump and his administration have had on the topics of conservation. Let's start with the Great American Outdoors Act. Tell us about it.
Well, here's the fact. You're absolutely correct. The president walks the walk, and his predecessors really loved talking the talk, but not actually doing anything that would result in meaningful results. And the president is proving that we can protect our treasured environment without bludgeoning our workers and crushing our businesses. And he's doing that over and over again. And the Great American Outdoors Act, just to give you an example, it was in 1964, Congress came up with an idea that they would take oil and gas revenue and other revenues and use that revenue to take public land and create recreational opportunities, both locally and on state land, state and federal lands. And they called that the Land and Water Conservation Fund. At the same time, they committed to enhance our national parks. And since that time, our national parks have grown into disrepair. They're wonderful facilities, but the maintenance wasn't done on them. The president took the two ideas of recreational commitment that had been made but not kept, and taking care of our national parks. And he came up with the idea of the Great American Outdoors Act, which is really the single biggest investment in conservation and recreation funding, certainly in generations and probably the last 50 years. And it's a guaranteed revenue stream to enhance our dilapidated parks and also fund these recreational activities and opportunities at both the local, state, and federal level. And it was something, to be honest with you, it was an idea that even Ronald Reagan had looked at and tried to do, and had just not been able to find the composition in Congress to get it done. Clinton looked at it. Obama looked at it. George W. Bush looked at it. All of them tried to find a pathway to get it done, and they couldn't. Trump comes in, says, we're going to do it. Here's how we're going to do it. And within a few months, he hasn't enacted. It is single-handedly, when you talk to folks like Lamar Alexander, who's been a senator for a very long time, and he was actually on the committee that came up with the ideas for Reagan and gave them to Reagan in 1987. And he says single-handedly the biggest conservation thing he's been involved in his lifetime.
Well, you know, it reminds me, by the way, we're talking to Interior Secretary David Bernhardt. David, it reminds me of when I was a kid growing up in New York, and, administration after administration claimed they were going to fix the Woolman ice skating rink in Central Park, and the only guy who ever did it private citizen Donald J. Trump. So it's very similar to the way he acted as a citizen,
like,
right?
I'm sick of it. I'm going to fix it.
And
this is the thing that people don't – exactly what they don't – what they don't get about this president is he's about one thing, and it's a very simple thing, results. Results for the American people. That is his focus on anything. I talk to him, whether it's on national monuments and statues, on on protecting our environment, on developing energy, which we're number one. You know, his belief is we can be great on energy, we can be great on the environment, and he's demonstrating it, and he's not demonstrating it with verbiage. He's actually doing it. And that is, in a nutshell, he is so dedicated to delivering results for the American people. And here's what's racking the establishment back and forth in such a hard way, is he believes the government is here to actually help the people. And it is just earth-shattering for these members of the establishment to realize, wait, results? He wants results? Like, no one wants results. They just want to talk about it and talk about it and do nothing. And that is just not him. That is a different worldview, I'll give you that.
And let's talk about something that shocked me. Interior Secretary David Bernhardt, something shocked me when I read about it today, and it hasn't made headlines outside of, you know, a few conservative sites, but in the mainstream media, I've never heard a word about it. President Trump just expanded the moratorium on offshore oil drilling. Who would have thought? Now, Obama does that. They call him the greatest hero in the history of conservation. No. Trump expanded a moratorium on offshore drilling?
That for 10 years? And not only expanded it in time, he added to it in geography, included South Carolina and Georgia. And so, look, he does when he, and it's no surprise, that's a great example of another great characteristic of this president. He listens very carefully to what the leaders of the state and senators, he listens carefully, and he also tries to fix their issues if he can. And that's a great one where Lindsey Graham, Marco Rubio, Governor DeSantis, all of these folks played a real role in talking to him and explaining their case. And a few weeks ago, he came out and said, yeah, that we're not going to have drilling in Florida. And basically, folks on the other side, well, he doesn't mean it. He doesn't mean it. Oh, he means it. And I'm here to prove it now because he gave me an order saying this is the way we're going to do it. He means what he says. He says what he does. And he does what he believes is in the interest of the American people. And he consults with their elected representatives when thinking these things through. And that, my friend, is a sign of a great executive leader.
He also, Interior Secretary David Bernhardt, he also signed an executive order that ensures that any person or group that destroys or vandalizes a monument, a memorial, or a statue is prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. And that's one I've been seizing on 24 hours a day, 7 days a week since April, that you can't let people, thugs, just destroy America's history because they don't like it. You know, just because they decide that person is bad, that person is racist, that person is not, you know, my opinion of a hero, they just take the statue down. You can't allow people to destroy history. So that's a huge move by President Trump, and I think his voters will really, really reward him for it.
Well, and here's the reality. You know who also recognized that? First off, when the president sends an order like that, says, look, you prosecute people to the fullest extent of the law. So the directive to me is basically protect the monument. If a crime is committed at the monument, investigate that crime and turn that, get to the end of that investigation, hand that to the Department of Justice. The Department of Justice will prosecute them. Now, that was an order to us, okay? But here's what else it sent a shockwave. It sent a shockwave to the criminals and thugs who want to try and do this stuff that, hey, you're looking at 10 years in jail. And you know what that is? That's a lot different than jaywalking. And you know what we saw the minute he issued that order?
It stopped.
Way de-escalation.
Right.
You know what? Because even crazy people don't want to go to jail for 10 years.
Right. Of course not. And so, you know, you got to punish people. You got to punish rioters and people who rip down statues and people who are screaming, people eating dinner. You got to stop it.
The criminals and destructors of property are going to be prosecuted. They are not going to just have their hand held. The other thing the president did, which is equally bold and I think great for the American public, is he said, look, I believe that we should recognize our American heroes. He recommended that I do lead a task force to create a garden of American heroes. He came up with the initial 30 plus heroes that he thought ought to be recognized. And he said, go find more and look into it. We went through a process, our task force, of asking every governor in the United States for recommendations, every county commissioner in the United States for recommendations, the National Endowment for Arts, National Endowment for Humanities have been on this task force. And we have given the president recommendations for various locations where the garden might be established. And on our webpage, we already have over 700 heroes. And the reality is that America has so many exceptional people doing exceptional things, that there's so much that we together can build people up on, remember our history, remember the contributions we've made to art, science, literature, law, philosophy, you name it, sports. And we need to talk about how great we are and how great we can be, and not just talk and destroy what is there, because each of these individuals has done something great. But none of them are perfect individuals. There are no perfect individuals. We know that. But we should talk about the great things we've done and be true to our history.
It's great stuff, and we appreciate everything you do on behalf of a great president of the United States. I think by the time it's all over, he'll be the GOAT, the greatest of all time. He's got a great shot to do it. Secretary David Bernhardt, Secretary of the Interior, member of President Trump's cabinet. Appreciate everything you do every day, David. Thank you. God bless you.
Thanks for having me. Have a great day.
All right. Wayne Allyn-Ruth, the Warrior, will be back in a second. And when we do, I'll tell you about some new developments in the presidential race between Biden and Trump that are going to make your hair stand on end. Be right back.
Not all face masks offer the same protection, and if you or your loved ones have to wear a mask, wear a brand that offers not only a high level of protection, but also comfort and breathability. Boomer Naturals offers a highly rated consumer face cover with three layers of comfortable, breathable cotton polyester blend cloth in multiple sizes for adults, teens, and children. Boomer Naturals, offering America's best face masks. You get three cloth layers enhanced with nanosilver protection to block tiny drops and particles. These are U.S. lab certified to give 99.9% antimicrobial protection, and that's what we all want right now, a mask that protects. Boomer offers masks in multiple sizes, and they all have adjustable nose pieces and ear loops for the right fit. Plus, they come in many different patterns and colors. Get Boomer Nano Silver masks and gaiters today at BoomerNaturals.com and save 20% when you use the code WARRADIO20. That's WARRADIO20 for 20% off only at BoomerNaturals.com. Boomer masks are also available at your local CVS pharmacy.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Ruth. Have you ever ordered a MAGA cap and then received a piece of junk in the mail? Well, those days are over. If you want the finest quality MAGA caps at the greatest prices, go to themagamall.com. The MAGA Mall has the largest selection of the finest quality MAGA caps on the market. The MAGA Mall caps are made from premium cotton twill with the finest embroidery. I love them. They pride themselves in offering the finest quality products at the most competitive prices, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. The MAGA Mall is your one-stop online shopping mall for great MAGA and Trump caps, t-shirts, flags, face masks, coins, jewelry, and other products. They even have MAGA cowboy hats and Trump talking pens. To get 10% off your order, use promo code WAR10 at checkout. That's my initials, WAR, and 10. Remember, to get great quality MAGA products, go to themagamall.com. 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 Go to themagamall.com. This is Wayne Allyn-Ruth. You all know how much I love my nutritional supplements, especially silver. OptiVita Nano Silver Soul is a new patented silver technology that supports your immune system. With more than 50 U.S. patents, OptiVita Nano Silver Soul is the leader in new silver technology. And now OptiVita Silver comes packaged to be your guardian as a liquid, a skin gel, a throat lozenge. With so much misinformation in the media about silver, here's something I arranged for you. A guidebook on the science of silver. It's free when you purchase the Root Silver Bundle. But that's not all. We know that silver works best when you get it in the right places. For a limited time, we're giving you three silver applicators. A spray bottle, free. A dropper bottle, free. A fine mist nasal sprayer, free. All three free when you purchase the Root Silver Bundle. These are exclusively for my listeners. Hurry, only good while supplies last. Guaranteed to satisfy or your money back. Remember the special website, patentedsilver.com. That's patentedsilver.com or call toll-free 844-5-SILVER. That's 844-5-SILVER.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispicos, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the sponsor of this segment of the show, Cornerstone Asset Metals. Not only is Warren Buffett now investing in precious metals, he's always said terrible things about gold. He hates it. He thinks it's just a piece of metal just sitting there. It doesn't earn you any interest. Why would anyone own it? And all of a sudden, he's buying tons of gold. What do you think that means? And the $16 billion Ohio Police and Fire Pension Fund just approved a 5% ownership of gold. And they want to increase it. They plan on adding the gold stake by borrowing, increasing its leverage from 20 to 25%. So the 5% is just a start. So gold is really exploding, silver exploding. As a matter of fact, let's look at what it did today. Always wait till the last minute. The market was terrible today. The market was way down today, down 600 points the Dow. S&P down almost 100, the NASDAQ down almost 500. And what did gold do? Gold for the day was up a little bit. Gold was up and silver was up a little bit. So it just goes to show you on a day where the stocks are in a free fall, gold and silver up. And so if you're going to buy gold or silver, buy from a friend of this show who I trust, who I believe in, Cornerstone Asset Metals. But more importantly, roll over a portion of your IRA or 401k into a precious metals IRA. Only for Wainwright listeners, Cornerstone will waive all transfer costs up to $1,000 value. You'll open a precious metals retirement account for no cost. No one else in America offering this deal. Don't delay. Protect your wealth now to register for more information. Call 888-8GOLD now. 888-8GOLD now or go to CornerstoneAssetMetals.com. 888-8GOLD now. A free precious metals retirement account. All right, so I want to get to some things that we didn't have time to for the rest of the show. Didn't have time to get to, and I think it's important. A former House stenographer, White House stenographer, says that former Vice President Biden's mental acuity has deteriorated. He's not the same Joe Biden. You know, I got to tell you again, I got to stress that I said this for months on my Newsmax national TV show, which was the most popular show in Newsmax for 3 years. And Newsmax got mad at me for commenting something about George Soros. And then, because I had the audacity to say that this guy, Joe Biden, looks like, appears like, has dementia. The beginning signs of Alzheimer's or dementia. Something's wrong. He's not right. His mental acuity is, something's very badly going wrong. His synapses aren't firing. And they didn't like that. And we came to a meeting of the minds and my contract was up, and we decided not to renew, and we both walked away. They actually offered me a new contract, by the way, but it wasn't what I wanted, and we all walked away. And the two reasons they were really pissed was because I attacked George Soros. Can you imagine? Oh, my God. Wiener said something bad about a guy who's funding the riots and who funded all the people at the border pouring over the open borders to destroy the United States of America, and who's funding the entire Democrat Party and the radical AOC faction to destroy the United States of America and destroy capitalism. But I actually had something negative to say about George Soros. Wow. And because I had something negative to say about the brain, the deteriorating brain of Joe Biden. And it turns out I'm right. Everybody knows it. All the polls show it. Everybody in America admits that Joe Biden has dementia. Something's wrong with Joe Biden. Can't put three sentences together. And Joe Biden's former White House stenographer said the vice president's public speaking ability has deteriorated significantly since leaving office to the point where he's not the same Joe Biden. It's a completely different Joe Biden from when, from what he was in 2017, says Mike McCormick, who worked as a White House stenographer for 15 years and with Biden from 2011 to 2017. He's lost a step and doesn't seem as mental acuity as he did 4 years ago. He doesn't have the energy. He doesn't have the pace of his speaking. He's a different guy. Well, of course. And this guy knows him well. He traveled with Biden and transcribed his speeches and public conversations with foreign leaders and off-the-record media briefings for the official White House record. And he said the vice president had, I repeat, in past tense, a talent for connecting with audiences. Biden's physical stamina and cognitive health have come under scrutiny during this 2020 campaign through a series of speaking appearances in which the 77-year-old has appeared to lose his train of thought, struggled to finish his sentence, or forgotten where he is. And he says he's just making a big joke out of it about the fact he goes straight from the hip. But notice he's not doing that anymore. He read his speech verbatim at the Democratic National Convention. It's just not Joe Biden anymore. He seems to get lost during interviews now. In recent interviews, he seems to have been reading directly from a teleprompter when answering questions, including instructions from his handlers and his staff, such as end quote and top line message. He actually said that. He said it the other day. You know, my name is Joe Biden, and America's got a problem, and I'm going to solve the problems, and I'm going to be a great president, end quote. He actually reads the word end quote in the teleprompter. He's not there anymore, and they know that. And so the Democrat Party is trying to cheat with mail-in ballots, mail-in voting, cheating as much as they can with massive voter fraud. And then if and when they lose, and I think they know they're going to lose, Trump's going to win an electoral landslide other than the cheating. He'll overcome that cheating. But they know they're going to lose, and then they're going to call a revolution, a coup, on November 4th, the day after the election. And the country's going to burn as sure as I'm standing here. They're saying it. It's not me saying it. Read their lips. Every Democrat you can name has hinted on the fact that if Trump wins, the next day there's going to be a revolution and a coup, and no one's going to accept that verdict. They will call the election a false flag, a lie. This is the plan. See you tomorrow.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.